Yosef Test is the most well-known of all the coolers of this simon. And if you don't know it yet, you'll know it in about 60 seconds. This is the cooler, I believe, of the Tshuvas HaRashba. I hope that's what it says here on the side. Tshuvas HaRashba. It's the cooler of the Tshuvas HaRashba, which, unlike a lot of things, Ilchas Tiloim, is not a machlaikis. There's maybe a difference of opinion how to apply it, but this is a wonderful kula of the Rashba. The Rashba says, we learned with the Hagdama, we learned last week that there are different types of different levels of infestation in vegetables. There's some that are muhzik b'teloim, which means it's definite or fairly definite that there are teloim. Now, those are things like broccoli and cauliflower, which just about always have teloim, and we're not discussing that in this Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba is referring to something where either teloim ha-motsui, they're common, even more than raiv, which means you have to be chayshish min ha-tayra, or a miyot she'enoi matzui. You have to be chayshish min derabanan. If it's more than roughly 10% of a certain min have teloim, you have to be chayshish. So we're talking about things like that. Things like cabbage, where it's particularly nogeya, and other vegetables, strawberries, where it's not muzik for teloim, but it's matzui enough to be a problem. The Rashba that I'm about to read to you says that if someone cooked any of these vegetables, the resulting food is mutter because of a svek sveker. A suffik, if there were vegetables at all, because we're talking, it's not mostly petelon. There were bugs at all, I'm sorry. Because it's not mostly petelon, it's only matzui. And then even if there were, a suffik if it was nimuach. That's the 1 minute version of the Rashba. That if you go to your grandma or to your aunt and she gives you cooked holubchis, if you like them and you want to eat them, and you're worried about bugs in the cabbage, so you're allowed to eat it because of this svek sveka. Maybe this particular leaf of cabbage or leaves of cabbage didn't have teloim at all. Even if they had teloim, maybe they were nimuach in the bishul. Now, all this needs explanation. Like I said, this is the 60-second version, not 6-2, 60-second. I meant the 60, comma, second, 60 seconds version of the Rashba. And this is true lahalacha. This is halacha l'maisa. You have a svek svek etzmut. Now, the question is where it applies, how it applies. All right, so now we're going to learn. Let's learn first the Mechaber, the way he says it, and then see what the Mefarshim says. Siftes, Avar u'Bishul. Now, right away, those two words are very important. Avar u'Bishul means b'di'evet. You're not allowed to create a svek sveka l'chatchila. It's not a heter to go home and say, oh, great, we can make some stuffed cabbage and we'll be samach on a svek sveka. It says only avar u'bishul. Somebody was over and cooked. Toichid beis chaydish. We learned in the previous sif that after 12 months, then nimuach. Toichid beis chaydish b'loy b'dika. So it depends. Im yachal livdaik b'idek. Naturally, if it's possible to be b'idek afterwards, you have to be b'idek. We never say b'chad esvek svek if it's eshel avurek. So it's possible to check. You check imlav, can't check the halupchis for bugs. Mutter, then it's okay. The im ninsuk tzas b'kdeira meshlichan v'eichal hashar. And if you found some bugs in the pot or in the cooked food, you throw those out, and everything else is mutter. Rama ki ein lecha pri she'ein b'samach. Because you always have 60 times the telas. Now what it means here is that if you do have a worm in a pot and it's cooking, So that worm asers, a worm tastes good, as though it's not pogum. Yeah, worms are good. And it could aser up to shishim. But there's always shishim. Every he's saying is that everything has 60 times against the insects there. So there's no iser. And you have to be careful if someone finds a fly in the chicken soup and he wants to take out the fly with a spoon, he's going to create a problem. Because in the spoonful, the bug is not going to have 60 against it. And you're talking about sticking the spoon in a cleavation and taking it out, you're going to aser. Well, that spoon for the soup, you can throw it anyway, but the spoon itself is going to become treif. Because you only say chanan if there's shishim. Chanan is less than shishim, right? So therefore, you really have to be very careful not to take out the insect with the spoon. You can take a plastic spoon, a disposable spoon, take out the insect, and in that taruvis, it's gonna asa b'tam, but you're throwing it out. And you're throwing out the spoon, and everything that remains is going to be.
The insect can't answer the soup. It can answer through the spoon. It can answer. I mean, there's less time.
It
goes through the spoon than it
would. I don't mean it's got to the pot. I just mean it's got to the spoon itself. No, I don't mean the pot. I mean, when you're going to take it out with a spoon, the spoon will become treif. That's why if you have a disposable spoon, you can do it. Well, then you need shishim against a teaspoon because all the soup is nas nevela.
In that case, if you say that the insect itself would the bust of the pot, you say now the insect through the spoon can nas in the pot because the spoon can nas in the pot.
Well, the insect in the spoon would ask is that soup, that's chaticha nas nevela, and now you need shishim against that amount. Which is Shach will say, we're going to get to Shach Mashal, talk about this. Okay? We'll talk, let's wait to Shach Mashal. It's not cliche if you stick it into the cleavation. That's what? It says Tailas is not nice and tam. Back in the. Not back here, it's later. In Kuvav or Kuvzayin, it says certain insects are not nice and tam. Zvuv, rather, fly is. I think worms are not nice in Tom of Kam. It doesn't mean you want to eat them. It's most. But it says a zvuv is a dava pogum. But talas is not. Okay. At any rate, we're going to learn about all this. Let's go. Let's go. Let's be patient. Let's finish the Mechaber and the Ramah, and then we'll go to the Shach and Taz to talk about it. Okay. Now the Mechaber brings a second Shita. Yesh mi shayim edahani mili shanimsu ela echad oibayz avol gimel oidalit hakaylos. Now we will talk separately about the idea of three or four. It says here is even if something normally doesn't have bugs, but you find three or four, it's also. Let's say someone is cooking a spaghetti. And when you cook the spaghetti, a bug comes to the top. Spaghetti doesn't normally have bugs in them. You found a bug, so you throw out the bug and the spaghetti is mutter. You find two bugs, it's still mutter. You find a third, then it's muzik, that somehow Teilom got in here. And when you find three, even something you're not normally chayshish for, you have to be chayshish for. Now this is a halacha, a murvacha, so we'll probably get to it next week. You know, if you find three psulim in a Sefer Torah, you have checked all Sefer Torah. The dinam of chazaka are well known. And how it applies to Teilom, we'll discuss next week, because it's repeated in Sivyud. And we'll get to it. For now, we're dealing with the Rashba Svek Sveika, and we'll put aside this idea of three being a chazaka. Ramah. V'davka maichel di efshel l'san harei l'hasem ha-matelot. This is mutter only if you can't put it through a strainer. O'me'acha shehozu p'teloim kula yaser. I'm sorry. V'davka, he's going on the case where you have three or four bugs. When you have three or four bugs, the whole thing is aser. That's afka maichol di afshal asan and ayosam ematoloi. But yashos it for talom. It already had three bugs. Kulei aser. Avolum afshal asan and ay. But it's possible to pass it through a sieve. Maver misham ematoloi nimsam sham vashar muta. Then you could pass it through a sieve and rely on that. Okay. So as I said, putting aside this issue of finding three or four bugs, the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that when you have a svek sveika, the it's mutter because maybe there was no bug, and even if there was a bug, maybe the bug was nimuach in the taruvas. Now, if you look at shachav tes, which starts on the other side, but it's really mostly on this side, the shach says zelashayna rashba. He calls the rashba. If yachaliv deipaydek, if you can check, vimlav yiralisha mutter. Ha lama hadavadayma. Ramah says, what's this similar to? Labaza eva notu b'neima ayim shel behema. Now he doesn't, before he says svek svek, there's a different reason. The halacha is, even if you have to check the b'neima ayim, or by us we check the lungs, and the za'ev came and snatched the b'neima ayim of the behema, mamidah raisa b'cheskes heter. Now there'll be the same thing today, we check lungs. If an animal grabbed the lungs away, or the lungs got lost, we'd say it's becheskes heter. Right? Hariyesh kashtei sveikas. Safik ha yisham racha shaylai. Tim salay mahaya. Shemini muach vin is batal. Now, v'afo bisham ruberia in a betela. What's going on? How is a batal? A berry is not batal. Kedula kamon simen kuf. The answer is, loy amru ela beria shleima. That's only true of the berry as whole. Avon mechuya betela. But once it gets nimuach, it's mutter. Ulfika kol sheyesh ba shnei sveikis afilu b'sataira halcha by lahakol. This is akan l'shaine the Rashba. Now kosev isav heter, very important. Sham seif din gimel haynu shaloi huzik pirish b'stam aval protim b'medina shehuzik b'kach. Now protim, I think, it means individual products, vegetables. Chehozik bekach that amuzim b'taloyim have a vaday v'loy safik, he can't be makel. So I don't think he can be makel on cooked broccoli, because broccoli or cauliflower is muzik b'taloyim. It's not a safik taloyim. Any serving definitely has taloyim. But there are other things like cabbage that you could rely that it was nimuach. Svek sveka is not mishapech. Yes, so it's a good question. It's not mishapech. We say maybe it's there, maybe it's not there, and maybe it's nimuach, maybe it's not nimuach. So you can't do the other way. Right. Maybe it's nimuach, maybe it's not nimuach. If it's not nimuach, there's no svek sveka. So the answer is one of the Taz's rules in Hilchas Svek Sveka. One of the svek svekas in Hilchas Treifis is there was a commotion in the barn, and the farmer goes running there. And there's a suffix if an animal got into the barn. The animals are frightened, and there's a fear that a wolf or a lion got into the barn. And if he got into the barn, whether he was dairus, whether he clawed an animal, if he claws an animal, so jerusa is one of the types of treifas. So it's svek sveka, shema nichnas, shema loy nichnas, and shema dara, tim salayim nichnas, shema daras. So there, you follow? I'm saying it quickly, right? Because something, if the animal came in, even if it came in, if it was dairus, the animals. So it's a svek sveka. There's not in this hapach. Because it says shema daras, shema loy daras. And if it was dairus, then there's no heter. So the Taz has a rule. Why does a svek sveka have to be mishapach? You say, mehechetes, you go in this direction, go in the other direction. But he says, well, there's a chronological order to the svek sveka, the animal has to first get in and then claw. There's a chronological order to it. He says that then a svek sveka doesn't have to be mishapach. There's a reason to go in this order. The svek sveka doesn't have to be mishapach. The same thing. Is there a bug? Is there no bug? And if there's a bug, maybe it's nimuach. It doesn't have to be mishapach. The bug is like the lion, right? The lion got in, didn't get in. If it got in, it was theirs. The bug got in, didn't get in. If it got in, maybe it was nimuach. So it doesn't have to be mishapach. So now this is the klal. Now to do it lechatchila is aser. It says avar ubitl. What happens if you go, like I said, to grandma and she cooks stuffed cabbage? Is that avar ubishul? If you're about to listen lechatchila, it's aser. It's aser. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, in his letter to Rav Schwab, I mentioned to you that Rav Schwab wrote a letter to many gedolim about what the KAJ policy should be in nursing homes or the facilities where they give a hechsher, where they cook things that are that could have problems with Bidikas Teiloyim. And his main question was how to measure Miura Motzei, if it goes by portion, or etc. But in the tshuva, he asks Rav Shlomo Zalman about this Rashba of our Ubishal. What to do in a case where the person who did it thinks that the bug thing is an Arishkeit. He thinks it's either he's Saibach on a Hechsher that's Meikel, or somehow he believes that this bug thing is not. A lot of older European Jews don't believe in the bug. A lot of young ones don't either, but a lot of people grew up in the years when it wasn't common, and they don't believe in the whole bug business. So Shlomo Zalman says it could be Meikel. If someone holds it's not an Isser, even Betos, but he also he thinks it's not an Isser. He remembers he grew up, his parents taught him it's not, there's no problem, you can cook stuffed cabbage, and he's not willing to be Mekabel. He says, well, you know, it's like that Yid who said that this whole Lashon Hara business, it's all those things. I remember Daheim, my father spoke Lashon Hara, the Rav spoke Lashon Hara, everybody spoke Lashon Hara, this is all an Ayazach that they're making. So, you know, how are you going to judge it? You're going to judge a person like that. So, yeah, a lot of people feel that way about bugs. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you can be Samach on this Rashba, but that's not called Ovar Abishal. That's not called Ovar Abishal. What? I can't hear you.
It was
amazing. Well, Ovar Abishal. The question is, you do it b'mezid, it's a knas. No. The Avar Abishal means now do a lechatchila. Lechatchila is a din of aim of atlas. Lechatchila is a knas. Somebody knowingly is mevatel iser. It was safin yimuach, means it was batel. I understand. Okay. Avar pikein, that's the understanding. It's only a heter if it was done. It's not a heter to do a lechatchila. Okay. Maramach and Manilach. Okay.
So Shlomo Zalman is saying that ignorance is considered like
shaygeg. I'm a mutter is always a shaygeg. Yeah. I'm a mutter is a shaygeg unless it comes from not caring about the halacha. What? That's when you bring a carbon chatas, is I'm a mutter, right? Somebody, what?
That's only for the person themselves. If somebody holds it, they can't go
over their knees because they hold it. But you go eat it. That's what he's saying. If the person holds his mutter cooked it, then the person who holds its asr could go and eat it. Because once it's cooked, it has a svek sveka. Right? All right.
What did the Rashba add?
What did the Rashba add in the principle? So what did the Rashba add? Okay, it's a very good question. What's the chiddush of the Rashba? So we're going to discuss. There are a couple of issues with the kula of the Rashba. One of them is whether each suffik is a suffik hashakol, whether nimuach is a suffik hashakol. And you know what? I think by the time we finish today, it'll be clear what the Rashba's chiddush is. Okay, let me go b'seder. Okay.
Now,
no, that was a previous sif. It said after Yuvis Chaydish, it's Nimuach. You can eat it lechatchila. We have a Kabbalah that these insects don't last more than 12 months. They disintegrate or partially disintegrate after 12 months. So if before you cooked it, you let it stand 12 months, then it becomes mutter that we had last week. Sif Yudbez, right? Merkachash, Novosech, and the Molov, Avra of Yudbez Chaydish, Yeshustapek. They should stop ek bohem. You could use them, and they should advash darker lahabit. Sorry. Okay, there was the case of Markachas. What? I'm sorry, Sifches. Okay, I apologize. I was on the wrong page. Sifches, we said. Where was it? Kol Beri Shein Ba'etz Abayim Miskay Yud Vischaydish. Thank you. Okay, it says in Sif Ches we had last week that you could assume the barrier didn't stay more than 12 months. I should mention to you in the Gemara Nazir has an Ibayad Ali Ifshita. If you have a bug, and it's whole, except one of its legs, one of its antenna came off. The bug is all whole, just a little bit of it, it's not even nicker, came off. It's in the body, the lay yifshita, if it still has it in beria. And the beria is not bottle of the tarubas. The shach in Simin Kuf, I have here, Simin Kuf says that since beria lay bottle is a drabanan, the idea of something is bottle b'shishim, but it's a beria, is not bottle of the drabanan. So when mekel, even if it was just partially nimuach, then the shach there, it says over there, in dine beria tsarshie shalem, says the shach, lafuki disrasek, if it got mashed up, a necha mimenu ever echad, a fila ever shena neshama tuluya bay, a rajma, which was a teres abayis. So it's enough if of a little bit of the bug came off, that's also
good. Yeah.
What? The bug? The bug that's missing a leg, you mean? I assume when you cook it, it's dead. That's my assumption. I assume so. I don't mean to joke. Seriously. I assume it means that it's dead. Once you cook it, it would die. Is obviously dead. An animal could live, if insect could live more than 12 months. It's a dead insect after 12 months. I think
is that right away?
We assume, it depends. It depends on the case. Okay. Again, I don't want to get sidetracked. I want to stick with the Rishus and Rashi. Now here, there's an important Taz, sort of a famous Taz. Before I get to the Taz, I want to discuss with you a tumul and achrayinim. If the Rajma's kula applies to something baked as opposed to something cooked, the Rajma says if you cook it, there's a suffik nimuach in the cooking. What happens if it was baked? It was a baked, I don't know if there's baked stuffed cabbage, but what happens if you baked something? Let's say you had raisins. Let's say raisins that have bugs in them. And you made a raisin challah. Made a raisin challah, and later on, you find out that the raisins you have bugs in them. Let's say it's motzu in them. So do you say the same svek sveka? Maybe there were bugs, maybe it was nefa, maybe it's mutter. So we're going to learn shortly the Taz. The Taz is going to say that we say safik nimuach even when things are baked. Even when bugs are in a baked item, we also say safik nimuach. And the Prichadash, among his many complaints, says that why would it be nimuach? Nimuach means it melts into the mixture. Why would something be baked be nimuach? It goes from a bug to a baked bug. But the baked bug still looks like a bug. You bake a fish, it still looks like a fish. So the Prichadash disagrees, and he says not that way. And this is a debate in the Paiskim. What the Pritayar says, the Pritayar, traditionally Prichadash and Pritayar printed together. I believe the author of the Pritayar was the Archaim HaKadosh. And it was no more for his Kabbalistic Pirush HaChumash, but it's a straight Halacha Sefer. The Pritayar defends the Taz from the Prichadash. Prichadash says that the Taz says baking, you have the Rajma's head. Prichadash says, what are you talking about? It's not nimuach. See, he says, you're right. The Taz misspoke when he says nimuach. Not nimuach, doesn't melt. But it's nikla, it gets burnt. And I just told you, even if just the leg or the antenna or a small part of the animal falls apart, it's oisberia. And memela it's mutter. The Pritaya defends the Taz. And the later Paiskim, it seems to me that they're mekel. The Chachmas Adam and his Binas Adam in Klal Amin Hey Eistun Beis is mekel. He says that something that's baked, it's part of it becomes afer. How thick is the whole teloim in the first place, or the whole bug in the first place? And he says it doesn't remain shalem, and therefore it's mutter. I saw the Tshuva in the Hartzvi, Tshuva Reish Pei Beis. He times up for Pashtus. That this is true. That even if it's baked, it's also mutter. So that the Rashba's kula is not only on something that's cooked, but also on something that's baked. Now, what about copepods? When you bake copepods, they fall apart. When you bake copepods, what if somebody made dough? You go to someone's house, she made her own challis. She doesn't have a filter. She used water from the sink, mixed it with flour, and baked challis. And he's eating the challis. So you have a problem. You're chayshish for the bugs in the water. And now the bugs in the water are bugs in the challah. Kui misaybech on the Rashba.
Aren't they crushed in Elisha?
What?
Aren't they crushed in Elisha?
No. No, the kopas don't get crushed. They're very small. They don't get crushed in it. Even you put these things in a blender. People ask me to put strawberries in a blender if they can be said, but the worms get cut up. So the Bikiyim in this say it's not so. You have to, if you put it in a juicer, it does. But not in a blender. They stay whole. And Lisha, they stay whole. We can experiment. We take some worms, put them in dough, and do Lisha. I don't mean it's a joke. Take even bigger worms. You do Lisha, they'll probably stay whole. They're very bendable. What? If you're doing it in order to break it up, no. But the question. Anyway, the issue of the water, if you have bugs in the water and you make challah, whether you can eat that challah, is also in the Pri Chadash. And I want to read to you his Lashon, because I think many people think that bugs in the water is something new, which it certainly isn't. Pri Chadash, Seisim Kot Lamed Gimel. Pai B'Yerushalayim, he's writing from Yerushalayim. Mitzuyim Teilon B'mayim Shebebayreis. There are bugs in the water that we get out of our virus, out of the water pits. V'toyim rabim b'zeh. And many people make a mistake. B'masha kainim pas me'akum. That they buy bread from Goyim. V'hadova yedua shalosho oisei b'mayim b'loi sinun. And it's known that they don't filter the water before they make the bread. The akum and the kiyusale kapti. They don't care about the bugs. Ve'ein lahate mitamri busayu, shari elu amayim shayivim oisem in abar. You can't be matic, said bugs that are created in a bar amuta. We said if you take it out with a keli, it loses its heter. Ve'eshlocha shepirshu, and v'chayshite v'pirish atar daifnei akli. And he says that it's also gam bezeh tayim, sheshayisim kava, coffee shalakum, masha'indim shiyardim atelom lamata. They say the tilam sink to the bottom of the pot. Him devarim b'telam. He says it's not true. So the Pri Chadash is machmir on the bread that's made with this type of tilam. However, I just told you that the Pri Chadash is l'shitasa. He argues with the Taz. He holds baked. There's no sex cycle. Coffee is bishul. It's very interesting. I don't know why he doesn't use the heter by coffee. I don't know. But at any rate, l'didan, that we're makel on baked, so it would seem that you could be makel. I don't know if it's possible to test. We did, I mentioned in the past, we tested the copepods in cooked water, that they fall apart when they're cooked, when the water is boiled. And that's for sure mutter. And in the baked things, Pri Chadash is machmir, and it would seem to be Chadash is a shitasai, and the Taz is a mekel. Okay, so this is a hakdama. I'd like to learn with you a Shmuel story. It's in the Taz, and Taz Yud Zayin. Now Taz Yud Zayin starts on the bottom of the page, but turn over to the next page where it says Maisa b'chag Shmuel. It would have been nice if this would have come out next week. I should have pushed it off. But Maisa b'chag Shavuos, a very interesting story. It's good for the Shavuos table. It's on page Kuf Pei Gimel in your copies, okay? Because the Taz runs into the next page, but in the middle of Yud Zayin, he has Maisa b'chag Shavuos. Now listen to this. Six lines in on the page. Maisa b'chag Shavuos also anoshim. Kimad shel kol ha'ir. He's saying the whole city. Taz was a rav in Ostrov. He was a rav in many cities, but I think The Taz had a very poor and tragedy-filled life until he was in his 50s. He lived in terrible poverty, and he lost many of his children. Two of his children were killed in a pogrom, and terrible things happened. He became a Rav in Ostrov when he was in his 50s, and he was paid well, and from then on, he had his mazel changed, and that's when he published, I don't know, when he wrote the Taz, in his later years. So I don't know which city this happened, but usually they talk about Ostrov. But anyway, call a year, lechamim, they made breads, fladin, I assume, something like a knish, a dough-filled food, a dough-surrounded food, im rosenkish.
Raisins.
Ah, you guys are experts in Yiddish. Im rosenkish. V'isha achas, and now one lady did the unthinkable, terrible thing. Vodka roizni shalosh. She checked her raisins for bugs. Don't check your raisins, Erev Shavuos, please. So she checked right before Shavuos. V'nimtza ba milbin, and she found insects. V'kulam kanu mimakim echad, and everyone bought raisins from the same place. V'holchu umatzu gam eitzel ha-meicher. So quickly they ran to the merchant who sells raisins, and they found that his raisins all have worms. Now what do you do now? Now you need the Taz to be a rav in town, because now everybody's chalas and everybody's knishes, whatever they were, are all osir. So the Taz was Mekel, tremendous kula. Before you go further, the Chiddush Gershuni brings the same thing happened in the city of Krakow with a different Rav who he quotes by name, Moireinu Rav Feivish, Maisa Kazeh, and he asked all the chalas, everything in the city. Osir HaKel, Pishayi Avsin Meruba, Bittel Simchis Yantiv Miayid, Mavata Simchis Yantiv, and he asked it. But the Taz came up with the following Chiddush Lekula. So Taz says, Nirabeinai Shaisha Shalachu Kaidim Shenoida Shiesha Milbin Mutarim. If you bought raisins before Milbin was discovered, the Zed Doim Lamashkosa Bishesi Bishem Arashba, Bidin Ovar Obishal Tachyud Beis Chaydish. If you bought it before they found Milbin, so Safik Hayasham Rachash, Safik if there was a bug, Safik Laihaya, Tipsalaima Hayasham and Imach Vin is Batla. Vachanami Yesh Base Fakus, Hechad, Shema Boise Pam Shalokai Him Laihayu Adayin Milbin, Ad Shah Katana Shachaze. Unbelievable. If you bought it 10 minutes before they found the worms, so it's mutter. It's a slaymahayu shem and yimucha betaler machmas chayim ha'esh. I told you, Taz Shita, as you say, even by baking.
You
bought the raisins before it was discovered.
I'm saying you could check it before it was baked.
Right, now it was already baked, right.
It has to be talking about after it was baked.
Yeah, everything was already baked, right. That's the whole Rashba. The Rashba is saying, Safik if they're there, Safik Nimuach. He's not saying Vade Nimuach. He's saying, no, Safik.
Wouldn't we know for sure whether it's Nimuach or not?
How would you know for sure? Sometimes it's Nimuach, sometimes it's not.
But why is Safik not there? Because the eggs didn't hatch yet,
right?
Yeah. Why we know they're there
because they're not visible. They're no visible bugs.
They just developed now.
No visible bugs. You have to remember that Taz understood that in spontaneous. He believed in spontaneous generation. You'll see soon. To say they weren't generated yet.
It wasn't visible.
Right.
Like the same case in California with the
it sounds like Rebelski's tzak, right. Before and after. That was based on some. So Rebelski was based on the rules of Kavua Kabatzamets called the Parish. This is based. He's saying it's a suffix if there were bugs. When you found the bugs, maybe they just arrived on the last train. You know, like who says they were here an hour ago?
It just that.
So we can talk about that. The ein loimar she said they get a svara. That's not logical. She b'shok tana yisava milbin. Punk. The minute after they came, this lady checked. Punk. Then nimsa shein kana suffix echad. And if they were there before, it's only one suffer din yibua. I'll say, Einoi. The Gamba, Shamba, Hidar Rajba, Kimi Shadaka Leslia, have a Kavada Yislia, Shesafik Harogal Ashme Safik. I'm not sure exactly what this means. He says the Rajah's case also, it's dark on the Asliya, and it's still considered a Safik. But Tim Shubba said, the ones that you bought after lochu means bought. The ones you bought after they found the worms. And kadel asafik echad shemini muach. And you come around said perigel treifis and mishum hachad sveik aloi shari arashva. Yeah. V'zevadei in svar lechali b'mil ben l'shar te'loim loim b'shem nimuch in yoyser. It's not a svara to be saying that maybe milbin melt more than other te'loim. It should be even one suffix is a heter. Kena is taiti lahachmer. Yeah, befrat nisti lahachmer. Hamachmer the ones that were bought later. Befrat b'satayra. The vadi pishu al milbin aruzni b'shas aricha v'lisha. We can't say that the milbin are worms that are mutter because they were never perished. They were perished. Hashem yechul go for yisuk. So he's calling out my being machmir. Being machmir are the ones that were later, that were brought later. But he's being makel on the ones that were brought earlier. So, it's totally in whether the raisins you purchased had worms. So he's saying, if you purchased it before the worms were found, it's a suffix if there were worms. If you purchased it after the worms were found, then the advantage were worms. Yeah. If you checked every all the raisins in the shop and they all have worms, so you assume this, so that's mostly for
Taylor. So let's say it's all boiled and then you found worms. Okay.
Yeah, because when you bought it before the worms. Right. It's David.
But if anyone checked it before they baked it and they found worms, there is no heter for them, is there?
Yes, certainly. Yeah, if you know there are worms, then there's no suffix. You need to have the svek sveka in order for it to be mutter. So this is the Taz's cooler.
Whether you bought before this lady.
Depends, according to this, if you bought before this lady. The Pesachul will talk exactly before the lady or before the store. So we'll talk about that in the Taz. But anyway, this is the Taz's heter. Now, one thing they take the Taz to task.
She has
leftover lasers and she finds worms and they could have come now. Maybe they can't. All the worms came into town afterwards. Of course you have worms. The worms arrived, the worms are in the store, the worms are in the house, but they all came later. That's what Taz is saying. Now,
why should buying make a difference? The baking should make a difference.
Because the question is, when you bought raisins, did you buy wormy raisins or non-wormy raisins? That's the issue. Whether you bought wormy raisins or not, and... Now there are a number of complaints about the Taz, and I'd like to share them with you. First, the Kudas HaKesef. Right? Shach always starts up with the Taz. He doesn't disappoint. The Kudas HaKesef, Maisa B'chaga Shavuos Niroli, he says, Loi Tav Haira. The Shas doesn't mince words. He says, the Shas says, Loi Tav Haira. He didn't pass him correctly. They're also asa. Kiva the dark of Laslia, Mkate Safik Harogalu. It's a Safik Harogal. It's a Safik that's common to be. Vilav Shmei Safik. He's saying it's not even a Safik. Since it's common for it to happen, and they found it afterwards. So it's not a subject. Hey, Mukhla Hadim Divrei Yisav Hetem Rav Lublin Shavesi B'Shachov Tes Me'Arajma Ein Raya Klau. The Rav's not a Raya. The Lekamas El Lebishul Peiris Shadakol Asliya B'Mechuber. The Rav is talking about Peiris that normally Ab Asliya B'Mechuber Kol Bisham Asliyin Ein Darkon Asliya El B'Mechuber V'Loi B'Talush. He's talking about things that sometimes Asliya B'Mechuber. But that's something that gets wormy later. He's saying then it's not a suffix. Now, it's not exactly clear. I think the pshat in this, because the kesef is that it's not a suffik hashokol. Remember, the Taz is saying the worms came later. We don't have to say the worms came earlier. We have to say it's a suffik if the worms came earlier. As long as it's a nidai if the worms came earlier, then I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry. Take that back. It has to be a suffik if the worms came earlier. If it's darka last liyav, it's not a suffik ashokol, then it's not a suffik. When the lashon of this shach is that it's his lashon is shekein dark harogel lav suffik harogel hu, he means to say it's not a suffik ashokol. It has to be a 50-50 suffik to be a suffik to make a svek
sake. But the question of
the mitzias
was in those days.
It's a lot of the question is what the mitzias was. And I can only deal with what it says here. But the Taz defended himself. Look at Hagoyes HaTaz. Listen to what he says and tell me what you think. The Taz says, Hagoyes HaTaz, right above Nikuz HaKesef, B'chidusha HaPerkam D'Psalon HaFtes HaChachti De'ein Safik HaRogel Nechshav L'Safik Echad V'Cheshbin. He says, Taka Safik HaRogel, it's not a 50-50 Safik, it's Taka Emes, that it's not considered a Svek Svek, a Makamaka. Kan yeshadayin heter. Dein kan safik harogil. Now listen to what he says. The vada yesha achas she is havo amil bimba. There was a moment that the bugs came into the raisins. They didn't grow with it. Amay loy nemesh ashav haisashah. Why not say it was now? What he's saying is that it's a suffix when the bugs came. They came at some moment. It was some instant where it turned from bugs that are Mosek without Tilon to Mosek Bitilon. And since there was some moment where they were Mosek, so the Taz is saying that maybe it happened now.
And it was Bekteris.
When they bought it. When I bought it, the raisins didn't have Tilon. Right. And a minute later, or an hour later, they got Tilon. So this lady who had Tilon bought it at 9 a.m. I was in the store at 8 a.m. So mine don't have Tilon, hers does. Shach says it's a Suffolk or Ruggle. Once you have worms, it's ruggle. You know, what do you mean ruggle? It came at some moment. So why say it came yesterday? Say it came later. This is how the Taz is defending himself. He's saying that it came later, and there are many who debate this. And I'd like to tell you what I think the Taz and Shach argued about. There's a klal in Shas of Kadimsa Kanhoya. The rule of Kadimsa Kanhoya is that see if he calls it by name. Kadimsa Kanhoya is if you find a suffix in a place, let's say this lady bought raisins and in her house she finds worms. That itself wouldn't ask other people. I say Kadimsa Kanhoya means the bugs came here. Who says they came in the store? Now, in this case, they went back to the store and they checked. But the rule of Kanyimsa Kanhoya is, if you find it here, this is where you know there's a problem. You don't know that there was a problem elsewhere. Could be a problem start earlier, started now. Chazaka tells us Kanyimsa Kanhoya. That's the rule of Kanyimsa Kanhoya. The Taz is saying, in effect, Kanyimsa Kanhoya on Zman also. Not only on Mokai, which is what Chazal say, but on time also. That when you find a problem, that Kadim Sehaya, that's where the problem, let me finish the thought, that Kadim Sehaya, this is where it happened. Now, what he means to say is sort of one of the klolim in Hanhogas HaSfeikis. The Taz is not telling us that, look, I'm a scientist, and I examine the fact that bugs come. They could come any moment. And they could have come, you bought it at 8 o'clock, and the lady bought it at 9. What happens if I bought it 10 to 9? The Taz would be making also. Even I bought it 10 minutes before the lady, 5 minutes before the lady, 2 minutes before the lady. Why? Because one of the klolim in Dinei Hanhogas HaSfeikis, the rule is that you follow the rule. The rule is that until you have a suffix, we don't consider it to be a suffix. And this is the Taz's klal. I want to give you an illustration of what I mean, even though maybe it could be mechalik, I mean it for illustration purposes, although it's very, very similar. In Yeridaya, I have it here, Simit Aleph, Sif Aleph. It talks about a sheikhet. The sheikhet has to have Kabbalah. You have to know that the sheikhet knew Hilchus Shechita. What happens? You have a sheikhet, he had Kabbalah. There's no question he was a good sheikhet. Today, I give him a bechina. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Mamish doesn't know. I can't rely on him to do Shechita. The Rabbah says, from now and on, his Shechita is no good. What he shechted yesterday is good. We shechted an hour ago. We shechted 10 minutes ago. It was no good. He forgot at some point. Isn't that similar to the Taz? How do you know when he forgot? Could be he forgot yesterday. Could be he forgot a year ago. Could be he forgot 5 minutes ago. So there's a rule. Now, what's that rule based on? It's based on the rule of Kanim Sekanoya, which means, in effect, to say it's Becheska's good. Right. Until you know that something is no good.
Now,
no, raisins start without bugs. The bugs come, raisins are grapes. Grapes don't have bugs. All raisins start without bugs, and at some point they're maslia. So at some point they became wormy. The Taz is saying they became wormy at some point. So the Taz says, Yesha achas sheyishavu amilbin. Then now it happened. Now is he saying, I'm willing to bet that it just happened a minute ago, and this lady punked had the mazel to go in right when they were milbin? No, he's not saying it as a statistical thing. He's saying it as a halacha consideration. In halacha, we assume that things are good until we know they're no good. If they're no good, we're not mazik reyes alam afreya. We don't say that something was bad. We don't say retroactively.
It had
a cheskes kashrus. The concept of hanhogas asveikus is not that the rule tells me the fact. The rule doesn't tell me the fact. I don't know factually that he forgot the halachas a minute ago. The rule doesn't tell me the fact. The rule tells me how I should be naig, but I don't know the fact. It's a suffix, and there's a rule of hanhogas asveikus. And this is a rule. Now, it happens to be, in the Sheikhid case, the Taz doesn't like the Ramos Pesach. But for a different reason. He says nobody forgets Hilchus Shechita instantly. It's like Chosav Asoya, leaking mikvah. He says that the comparison is bad. But in the underlying theme, that when you have a Reyesa, you're not Mazik Lamafreya, that seems to be the underlying rule of this Taz. And that's why the Taz was Meikel. And the Achayokim, the Gilyam Arshah, brings others who are unhappy with the Taz's Kula. And it's, what should I tell you? It's the Machlokes Gedolei HaPoskim. Just, it looks to us to be a Dava Pela, to say that they just came. So I'm telling you that it follows that the rules of Hanhogas. It reminds me of that Chef Schmeitzer we spoke about many times, where you had 7 animals in the Beis HaShechita, and 2.5 were sold, and 3.5, 4.5 stayed in the store, and they found treifas. The half an animal that was sold is called a parish merubah. Parish is treif. The half animal in the store is called kavua, is osir. It's the same animal. Half is treif and half is mutter. But, you know, anybody that doesn't agree with it, any day, ben yamina ismaila, bilchis isavahata. Because there are rules of what you do by a suffix. When you paskin a suffix, you're not paskining the metzias. You're paskining the halacha. The Taz is not paskining the worms came later. He's saying in halacha we consider it at least a suffix that the worms came later, and maybe we can make a svek sake. That's the defense of the Taz.
So shouldn't there be a difference whether the plate is set in a half or the on set by
there should be no difference if you check the house in the meicher. And that leads to a little more of a complicated issue, which I'm going to bring up in a minute. But okay. So what you're asking is that there are 3 chidushim in this Taz. One is that baked things are nimuach, a suffix nimuach, which I told you Pri Chodesh argues with. And that the Taz Nebzon, and that I think all the later Paiskim and the Chacham Sadam agrees that when it's baked, it's at least a suffix nimuach. Number 2, that we say what I'm calling kanim sekanhaya, and we'll see that lashon in a minute. That the chazaka is it's at least a suffix that happened earlier. And there's a 3rd chiddush, which is every svek sveka needs to be a suffix shakol, has to be at least a 50-50 suffik. The lashon of the shach, there's not a suffik harogel, it's really not 50-50 that the worms just came. The Taz doesn't really explain how he answers that. He's saying, in Hagos HaTaz, he says, you're worried about suffik harogel? Maybe it just came the last minute. So he's, there are two ways to understand the Taz. The Pashut, the words of the Taz, are, halachalas is considered a suffik. That's what he's saying. As an aside, there is a Siman Kuf Yud, a significant discussion about whether, when you have a svek sveika, both sveikas have to be 50-50 sveikas. Taisus Adav Tesa Menalfik Subis says to be a svek sveika, each suffik has to be 50-50. The Pnei Yeshua there is argues, he's matmiya on Taisus, that it's not true. A svek sveika, if one is 50-50, the second one pushes it to ready to be 51-49. You don't need both sveikas should be suffik hashakel. Right, we have the famous svek sveika of a pregnant woman, eshes kayin, suffik, she's carrying a male or a female. She can go to a levaya. Could a pregnant eshes kayin go to a levaya? If she's carrying a male, then it's a kayin. You know, let her go. So maybe it's a suffik sachas of 50-50, and suffik nafil, suffik not nafil. Now suffik nafil is not a suffik 50-50, but it pushes it to be 51-49. And we find this suffik in the Gemara by Yibamis. So where are we holding? The Taz is makel three kulas, three chidushim. Number one, that baked is a suffik nibuach, which everyone agrees with. Number two, that it's a suffik if these things have worms in them, which is a significant dispute. The Gilyam Arsha brings a list of names, a handful of names that argue with him. And number three, that the Kulis Kef is tighter, that it's not a suffik harogel, he disagrees with. Not so clear what his basis is, but he disagrees with it. Te'ira kula al gabe kula, I want to look at the Pisrei Tshuva. Now here, I want to read you the Prima Gadim. There's a long Pisrei Tshuva, as would be befitting such a Taz. I want to read just the Prima Gadim, which you turn one page back to page 364. It starts from the bottom line of the Pisrei Tshuva. Okay, he's being the Taz Maisa B'chulu. I am Prima Gadim Shekasav. Dimloi Nimtza Eitzel HaMeicher. If the raisin seller didn't find worms, only this woman found it in her house. Hayinu Aymrim. We go on to the next page. Hayinu Aymrim Kanim Tzakanoya. That's for sure. If only the lady found it, not the store, we would say in this lady's house there are worms. He says Umiyu. In Gimel Anosha Bayaisa Lakhu Venimso Begimel Milvin, Yeshlasa Gambishar Bidei Abayas. If three people bought it from the store, then we assume it came from the store. Umashakosa Bataz, Daisa Shekalu Achakach Asurim. What does Achakach mean? After what? Those who bought it later. Now I would understand after this lady. Right? The lady bought it at 9 a.m., so we bought it after the lady. Dr. Prima Gosman, no! Ainrat Salay Makanu Achakosa Isha. Doesn't mean you bought it after the lady. There's a vade mutter. Afilum nitzalach hashah gam eitzel ha-meicher. Even if you found it later, by the meicher. The bashiyesh biyad ha-isha, I mean, an etzlan nishava, mekakan nizakan hoya. Listen to what he's saying. Watch, you found the lady's house. Kan nizakan hoya says it happened in our house. Eitzel ha-meicher, I mean, an shaba'acha kach nishava. Listen to this. The lady bought it at 9 a.m. She went home, and at 10 o'clock she checked for bugs, found bugs. She goes back to the store. In the store, at 10:30 they check. Bugs. You bought raisins between 9 and 10:30. Now I would think, if you bought it between 9 and 10:30, the lady bought it at 9. And she has bugs. And you go back to the store at 10:30 and he has bugs. So I would think what was bought between 9 and 10:30 should be awesome. He says, no. Well, the 9:30 is mutter. It's what the lady found in her house, kandim sekanoya. What the store man found, kandim sekanoya, he found it at 10:30. So, Shalom Yisrael, everything you did 9 and 10:30 is also mutter, as the people God says. Now, I don't think it's possible to understand this to say odds are that it came at 10:30. This is only, like I was saying, our rules of Anhogas HaSfeikas. We have rules of Kanimsa Kanhaya. The same Rabbi Shalom who gave a Torah that told us worms are asa told us what to do if we don't know. And he told us to rely on Kanimsa Kanhaya. And we rely on it. Now, I could hear someone saying it's not logical, and somebody being uncomfortable with it, but Lamaisa, this is the heter of the Taz, and the Prima Gadim's extension of the heter. He's saying this is what the Taz meant. And Shalom Yisrael, this is the story of of the worms. Why should I say Lama Freya? I say it's not.
Like,
we don't never say anything Lama Freya. We don't say Lama Freya then.
Are you allowed to pull out all the ravens on Yom
Kippur? I don't know why no one asked me this. When I learned this, I couldn't understand. What's the big deal? See, I don't like raisins. As a boy, whenever my parents had raisin challah, usually Rosh Hashanah, they used to have raisin challah, I used to pull out all the raisins. I don't like raisins. Is it bayer to pull out the raisins? I don't know. But I used to pull out all the raisins. The challah, out the raisins. Why are they making this big trouble? Pull the raisins out of the challah. No, isn't that a good kasha? The worms went from the raisin into the challah. That's not a suffix. It's a sure suffix. And there it's definitely nimua. I know I shouldn't say definitely. So here, there's a lumdisha answer. Listen to, I want to tell you something. It's a lumdis of the Marshal, and it's in the Shach. It's just late, I'm not going to learn it inside. The Shach of Kotan Lamed talks about the following cheshbon, which again, the Taz disputes, but it goes into the cheshbon. If the worms in the raisins are not less than a 60th, okay, we see a worm in, we find a worm in an apple, it's less than a 60th. Well, we all understand that. In big fruits, it's less than a 60th. The Shas says, sometimes you have fruits that are smaller. And there's not dafkin a shishim in a raisin, a wormy raisin. It could be there's no shishim. What? Even if it's nimuach. Even if it's nimuach, nimuach makes it a barrier. But if it's more than a 60th, then it asks anyway. So, the raisins you can't eat. Okay, but I'm asking you pull out the raisins. Listen to the cheshbon, the shach nimar shall make. If the worms and the raisins are less than a 60th, then the raisins are chaticha nas nevela. It's a halacha that even though in a pot, when mitzdarif all the contents of the pot to be mevatel the iser, by a iser dovuk, we don't say that. If you have some trefa fats on a steak, you threw the steak into a stew. We don't say count the whole shishim of the whole against that chaylev. It's not true. Because the chaylev is bailea first to the isadom, to the thing that it's stuck to. Something to which it's stuck, which is the fats are stuck to the steak. If there's no shishim in the steak became treif. You can't use the rest of the contents of the pot to be mevatel, to be mat of the steak. You can't use the rest of the contents of the challah to make the raisin mutter. The raisin is an isadavuk. Once the raisin becomes asr, it's chaticha nas nevela, and you need shishim against the raisins. Because even though you have shishim against the worms, but for us Ashkenazim at least, that we are chaticha nas nevela, we hold that the worm asr the raisin, and they need shishim against the whole raisin in the tarubis.
Is it the same
so it,
as the flour, if you just bake it, shishim can get
it's still going to be shishim.
Yeah.
It should be like sli. That's what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay. They would ask it anyway.
You just have to take out the
raisin. Yeah, but the raisin is so small that it would ask her anyway.
The
it would the ask her. Sli asks is kedei netila, which is. Which is thicker than a raisin. So I'm just speculating that the reason this whole Taz and the Avodah Segershuni and the Gilyam Hashah and the Kuzgazim and the Taz, everybody else, they don't even talk about pulling out the raisin. I'm speculating The reason is because they're saying if it's Isser, then the raisin is Darsan Avela, you need Shishim against the raisins, and then you have a problem. It depends how many raisins you put in a raisin challah, but then you have a problem. By Chatichan Darsan Avela is no Eina Nesar, and it's a common confusion. The rule of Eina Nesar, I told you once, if you cut a pickle or a lemon with a fleshika knife, with trefa knife, the lemon becomes awesome. When the lemon juice falls into the Pepsi, it's bottled with shishim. Ah, you taste the lemon? The answer is, you taste the lemon, but you don't taste the trefas. Ah, the lemon is nasa nevela. There's a rule of eina nesar. Tosis says it in the chulin, I think, of ches, by salt. That salt, that's belaya iser, you only need shishim against the iser, not against the salt. Ah, chaticha nasa nevela. So the rule of chaticha nasa nevela is in the kamus, in the amount of Isser, not in the koyach of the Isser to spread. What it means to say is, if you have treifis and salt, and the treifis would be bottled in shishim, in anessa, the salt has the same din as the Isser, as the treifis, and in the shishim against all the salt. But the fact that salt has a koyach to give taste beyond shishim, and that we say, in anessa yachal eser. It's a fine difference, but when you think about it, it's a mustavadik of difference. Chaticha nas nevela adds to the kamus, to the amount that you have to be mevatel, but not to the koyach habitl. And therefore, there's no way to nesa by chaticha nas nevela. Now, the mechaber, the meaning of the svardim, is that they don't say chaticha nas nevela by shari surim, but by taruvis. But we say chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim, and I speculate that's why they, why don't they talk about pulling out the raisins? I assume that they wanted to be chayshid for this, for the idea that the raisin is nas nevela.
Yeah, but not every raisin.
He means because if it's the tzav in the raisin, it's a mutter bug. We said bugs that are created in fruits and they're not reichish ala aretz. So they're mutter, you're allowed to eat them. What's the problem? Right? We said that we spent the other weeks learning that bugs that first come into being in a fruit are mutter. So what's the problem? The Taz says when you take bugs and raisins and you knead the dough, they're vade pirshu. They walk in, they walk out, they go for a walk, and they and that's what he means vade pirshu.
But
okay.
Not every raisin has a
kamus. Oh, you mean so? Maybe that's why it's not enough to pull out the raisins because what's their pressure? Could be. I mean, it's not even a sophic, maybe. It could be that's the reason. Could be. Anyway, the Maase of Shavuos, Yitzhak Hashem, next Erev Shavuos, we'll learn Sefiot.